Wading across the jagged rocks of a chest-high, swollen creek in springtime in search of the next fishing hole is a challenge. Some anglers use waders with a half-inch thick layer of felt on the bottom that helps with traction on the slimy rocks of a creek bed. That layer of felt can also be a good transmitter of some unwanted plants and animals. It's a problem that led Juneau fly fisherman Mark Vinsel to propose the region-wide ban at February's meeting.
Before I moved to Alaska 9 years ago, I fished throughout the West, but I caught my first whirling disease-infected trout in the Truckee River about 1981, California, and it so repulsed me that I never fished there again, even though I went past there probably at least 100 times on fishing trips to other places over the next years.
Vinsel, a former president of the Juneau Recreational Club Rain Country Fly Fishers, says he does not want someone bringing in an outside threat like the parasite that causes whirling disease. That's a disorder that can deform trout and salmon and decimate fish numbers. It has yet to show up in Alaska, except for some evidence of it found in the rainbow trout of an Anchorage hatchery in 2007. Vinsel also cited the spread of an algae called didymo, or rock snot, that can crowd out other native aquatic life. Other outside threats are New Zealand mud snails and zebra mussels, creatures that have caused problems in other U.S. waterways, including some of the most popular trout streams.
I can't help but see that some of these invasive species problems and transfer of aquatic nuisance species, it really seems to me to follow the places that fly fishermen typically wade when they fish. And here in southeast Alaska on the Juneau Road system, I typically fish two or three different systems in a day, and we try to take precautions to make sure we're not carrying anything from place to place on our waders. But I have grave fears. The value of our fisheries are far more valuable than any of these places that have suffered severe damage from these nuisance species.
Vinsel wanted the felt sole prohibition to be a proactive step for halting the spread of unwanted plant and animal life in Alaska. He says many states are already putting out information about the dangers of transporting plants and animals on fishing gear and educating anglers about cleaning off waders. The nationwide fish conservation group Trout Unlimited last fall asked companies that make waders to end the production of felt soles by 2011, and New Zealand last year banned the use of felt soles. However, Southeast Alaska's prohibition may be the first of its kind for the U.S. The Department of Fish and Game was neutral on Vinsel's proposal at February's meeting, although it agrees the ban will reduce the spread of unwanted species. Richard Chapel is with Fish and Game's Sport Fish Division in Haines. He says Fish and Game wants to be proactive about stopping the spread of unwanted organisms. However, Chapel says felt soles are just one way to spread the problem.
The department would rather take a more comprehensive approach where it isn't just the angler's footwear that's regulated, but you know, we believe that there should be a comprehensive program that all vectors for transmitting invasive organisms and harmful diseases in water should be addressed, you know, such as educating people on how to disinfect their boats and trailers and animals that may walk in and out of the water.
One of the threats cited by Vinsel has been documented in some southeast freshwater systems. Chapel says the algae didymo has been observed in several sites in Juneau, as well as a spot in Haines and one in Sitka. He says the algae is not considered an invasive species. He says it is endemic to south central waters and may be in its home range here in southeast.
So far, we haven't seen the kind of growths of didymo that have become a problem in other parts of the world. I guess in New Zealand, this rock snot can form pretty extensive mats that kind of smother a lot of aquatic life in streams. But here at the high latitudes and low nutrient levels in the streams in southeast Alaska, it does not seem to have taken off and become a problem in most streams.
Chapel says Fish and Game is still figuring out the implications of the proposal that passed in February.
We have a couple of years before it takes effect, and I think the department will be discussing with other state agencies and federal agencies to come up with a comprehensive program for dealing with harmful aquatic organisms.
Some anglers have questioned whether non-felt waders can provide the same traction as felt soles, and some at February's Board of Fish meeting also raised the concern of the cost for anglers to buy new gear. The board voted 4-3 for the felt sole prohibition. It takes effect for sport anglers in 2011. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Wicknicki.